from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe. My response is, does it matter?
Mm-hmm.
No, get it done. Get one of them done. Like, does it matter?
It might.
Because the bottom line is, both of them are still not in camp.
That's the point. If three guys wanted money this offseason, McCaffrey, Ayuk, and Trent Williams, they prioritized it the way we're watching them prioritize it. Here's what I think Trent Williams needs to do. He needs to sit down at that big desk in East Texas.
That's where they say he's at.
He needs to pull out. And I'm going old school. He needs to pull out a Papermate pen, and he needs to write a letter to Brandon Ayuk thanking him for how he handled his offseason. Because if Brandon Ayuk could not handle the offseason like he has, way more people would be on to what Trent Williams is trying to do.
Not to me. He's an OG, and he's still a powerful OG, Stoddy. He's still good as hell. One of the top left tackles in the game. I mean that. I'm just giving him that.
That's great. What you tell me the difference right here. Brandon Ayuk wants to be paid like a top five receiver. And the 49ers go, you ain't.
Gotcha.
And Trent Williams wants to be paid like the number one left tackle in football, and they're saying, you ain't. What's the difference?
Look at my resume.
You're not the best right
I'm
now.
I'm your best left tackle.
That's right.
Damn it.
And Brandon Ayuk's your best wide receiver.
Is he?
Yes.
Well, then why'd you draft Pearsall?
Well, because we knew it was going to be a problem.
And you saying I'm better than Debo? I don't make more than Debo right now.
You will.
Well. Or you will not.
Maybe the 49ers look and say, you know what? McCaffrey wants to be the highest paid running back. Well, he is. You're paid. Ayuk, you want to be paid like a top five receiver. We have you at 12. We have you at 12. Trent Williams, we want to be number one paid. You're five right now.
Well, it's
you're
coming.
Five.
I know you want him to get his chicken, but I'd bet you in a Texas second.
I don't care what rat's behind.
Trent is going to get a raise.
All right.
That is for sure.
He might get a raise. But I wouldn't give him any guaranteed money. There's a salary cap. We got to deal with that.
Man.
Just the idea that, like, that.
But you said just a minute ago, sorry, real quick, you understood Trent. Like, he's got 2 years probably left, and they know
I don't understand Trent. I mean, he's being selfish.
Yeah.
That's how I understand Trent Williams.
We all agree on that. But
I think Trent Williams, what Trent Williams is pulling is kind of worse than Brandon Ayuk. I do. Everybody knows Brandon Ayuk's in his window. We all knew that. We knew it March 1st.
I can't believe
what we didn't know was that Trent Williams was going to look at $22 million and say, I want guaranteed money because I'm old now.
Right.
Get out of here. Yeah.
in the 707. Goo, there's a salary cap.
That's
it,
right.
It matters. Goo. I can't believe. Yeah, but you still found a way to offer Ayuk 26, allegedly. Okay. Had he took that, and that would have been that.
What He'd if be the back guarantee was only 12?
And they're going to take care of Trent. So all that can still happen. The bottom line is, do you think it's going to happen? Because depending on who you listen to, a trade is going to pop off. It's in place. It's at the goal line. It's on the tee. We don't know, but something is about to pop off. I think the Niners do not want to part ways with Ayuk. He don't want to lead a bay, and Trent will get his money when he gets his money. He's probably at home playing the new Madden.
Let's go to Mar in San Francisco. What's up, Mar? How you doing?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing today?
Hey. Doing well.
Hey. Mar.
Man, I'm loving the talk. I just hate the situation the 49ers just put themselves in, you know? I mean, I understand Brandon Ayuk's situation, but I agree with you. It's kind of selfish for Trent Williams to do this and just ask for more money. I mean, you made like a gajillion, dollars, man. And you still want more money, even though he is the best left tackle, I think, in the game. He's an all-pro. He deserves it. And I think he's more important than Brandon Ayuk. If you take away Trent Williams from this team, Brock Purdy's getting sacked there left and right. Left and right. I mean, we already have a weak offensive line, a middle-of-the-pack offensive line. I don't want to say weak. We need a couple people in there. That would be nice. But if you take away Trent Williams from that O-line, Brock Purdy is getting sacked all day.
Look at that three-game losing streak, bud. Yeah, when Trent was out, it was just a whole last year, Guru, but that was bad. It speaks to what you're talking about.
Yeah, Debo was out of that game, too.
Debo Samuel, I think I value him more to this team than just because he brings the energy, he brings everything. And other than that, he had that 3-touchdown game against the Eagles. Which
Watch the Super Bowl.
Himself,
he was hurt.
Man.
That hamstring was barking in the Super Bowl for Debo. I'm just saying.
That's the only thing is injuries. Injuries is stopping us. I think that's the thing for us this year is the injury bug has to not bite us. If the injury bug bites us this year, we're going to have a hard year, guys.
Here's the other thing, and I don't know why I haven't brought this up before. But, you know, everybody says, well, it's our Super Bowl window, and anything and everything, it's got to be for this year, for this year, for this year. It's the most important thing is this year. Yeah, to you. Maybe let me ask you this. If they just cave into Trent Williams, okay?
All right.
And then we go through next year. You think Nick Bosa's not just going to hold out if somebody surpasses him as the highest paid left tackle in football? What about Fred Warner?
So you're saying Fred Warner doesn't stop.
Exactly.
But
why would Nick Bosa not hold out next year if somebody becomes a higher paid left tackle?
I don't have the answer to that.
Thank you.
But I'm not living my life or running my team like that. We'll deal with
you
that.
You have to run your team like that.
Well, you let him take to clean the house last time with Bosa.
That's the point. And Trent Williams cleaned house 3 years ago.
And he's trying to do it again.
Exactly.
And he's going to win.
We'll see. We'll see. But you can't just continue. I mean, you're asking for trouble.
But this is how it happens, man.
Okay, then why doesn't every team have 4 holdouts a year? Like, oh, this is just going to be business as usual?
Well, because the studs are pretty much taken care of, Steiny.
Maybe the 49.
The average Bears ain't going to be able to pull this. And I love Lenore's and all those guys. They ain't going to have the gravitas to pull this Trent Williams card, man.
You cannot. As good as Trent Williams is, I mean,
he's going to get paid, partner.
I never come to camp again. I have it written in my contract that every time a guy gets paid more than me on another team, you got to give me a raise. That's what we're talking about. Fred Warner. Is Fred Warner the best middle linebacker in football?
One of them.
Okay. Is he the highest paid middle linebacker in football? Well, I'd hold out if I were him. What makes him different than Trent Williams? He's important.
But you're speaking for a guy's character, that Fred Warner, who hasn't done that. But he could.
So now we're talking about character.
No, I don't know, but you're talking
no,
about
I'm saying.
No, you're bringing up actions by people that haven't done what you're saying they can do. And for the ink hasn't even dried on Bosa's contract. So we know, Steiny, he ain't going to pull that shenanigan, which
you
he
know,
could
come,
in 1 year after.
How, no, I, like, can I be honest?
Yeah,
how naive are you?
But Come on, dude. Is that from you to say he's going to pull that? He just signed it. Tell me 2 years from now. But to say he's going to do it next year is as dumb as you're saying that I'm like, let it. He got a couple, Stoddy, before he pulls that.
Okay.
But for you to stay and worry, it's going to happen next year. I'm just, that's as dumb as you're saying.
You don't think it's going to happen every year with somebody?
Trent is at the end, bro.
All the more reason to not give in.
But he's one of the best tackles in the game.
And Brandon Ayuk's one of the best wide receivers in the game.
Oh, now he is. Are you saying that?
Yeah,
before you said he was
10.
Average.
I said top 10, top 12.
Well,
there's no difference to me.
This is first time. He's a virgin. He's trying to get paid.
That's right. That's another reason I'm telling Trent Williams to kick rocks. Or, you know what, don't play on the 22.
But you're not going to be as good on the field.
You're not going to be as good as on the field without Ayuk if you move him.
But see, they must feel that. They must feel differently about that because it's looking that way.
I think if I'm the 49ers, I am absolutely worried that this will just keep happening. If you just keep throwing money at people, like, and you know what, McCaffrey got his. They had two guys who did it this year, McCaffrey and Trent Williams. You think it hasn't run through Parag Marate's mind that if they go down a certain road, they're going to run into this problem time and time again?
I'm not saying that it's not on their radar, but
and the idea
about how good are the people pulling this prank?
The idea that Nick Bosa wouldn't take.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
A page out of Trent Williams' playbook, to me, is preposterous. When we heard a teammate of Nick Bosa, George Kittle, say, well, that's what the Boses do. They hold out.
And my whole point is his is brand new, Stoney. But again, I'm like, I wouldn't be worried about that from Bosa next year. Maybe 2 years from now.
Okay. So there's somebody next year. There's going to be somebody next year who signed a contract 3 years ago.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to be as talented
Fred
as
Warner?
Trent Bosa. Well, if he
when did Warner sign his contract?
Like 2 years ago.
Okay, so he's due to hold out.
It could be longer than that.
Yeah, he's due. Oh, my. Then he's really due to hold out. I'm surprised he's not holding out now.
D. Lou says you're spitting facts, but I'm not saying you're not, but it don't make you right. There are two dudes that are away from camp.
No, that's the point.
You're going to cave. You're going to pay Trent Williams.
Okay. Daryl in Alameda. What's going on, Daryl? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. You guys are seriously dancing around the issue that's going on.
All right.
There's one organization they should be going, and that's the 49ers. When they opened their mouth last year and said, we're going to break the bank for Brock Purdy, that opened the floodgates. period. You got veteran players that are looking around like Jim Williams. Hey, I'm protecting this dude's back. Brandon Ayuk. Hey, I'm running precise routes so he can see those that I'm there when the ball is in the air. I mean, it's a cheating game. You're going to tell me that you're going to take this young kid, break the bank for him, and you're not going to break me off anything? And I don't – the players are not blaming each other. Players want each other to get their money, period. They don't care that Williams is waiting out. He has legitimate reasons why he's doing it. Brandon Ayuk, like you said, he's on his rookie contract. All rookie contracts don't come where you play out your whole rookie contract. No, this is his time to get paid.
What if I told you, Daryl, that what you just said is the most impactful thing I've heard about this situation in the last week? Because I never thought that. But you might be onto something. When Jed York said that Brock Purdy will reset the market, the guy had played 1.5 seasons.
What?
Daryl, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I
think it's a great point.
Exactly on the point.
Thanks, Daryl. Appreciate the call.
All right.
I didn't put two and two together like that, but I mean, think about it.
But Ayuk's contract is what it is. He was about to enter the final year of his contract.
Right,
why would he risk that? That to me, that has nothing to do with Brock Purdy.
Yeah,
and then also on top of that, I got to worry about my neck and chest. I can't worry about the owner saying possibly they're getting ready to reset the quarterback market. I got to worry about me.
Okay.
Trent is 36. He probably has two good years left. He's hinted at retirement. He can play this card. I don't think the card is being played because the owner said that they're going to pay Brock Purdy.
I think there's something there.
But what does it mean end of the day?
I will tell you what it means. Brock Purdy came in here and quarterbacked 25 football games. And the owner said, we know he will reset the market. Okay, well now let's look who's trying to get their money. Well, the left tackle who protects the guy who you just said would reset the market. The wide receiver that he throws the ball to.
Well, we offered him $26 million.
And Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
I think there is a connection there. I do. The more I think about it, like there may be something there. If your owner says Brock Purdy's going to reset the market after a year and a half, I think the guy who's been there 4 years, the guy who's been there however long Trent Williams has been there, and Christian McCaffrey at that point would say, so they're telling me they're going to reset the market with this guy already. Well, I got to try to go get my money right now.
And how's that working for you?
It worked for McCaffrey.
They would be doing the same thing if Brock was a 7-year veteran.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. But I didn't put those things together. And then then it's like, we can jump in here. Oh no.
Cause I feel like it's you going into Higgins' office and I'll use Shasky. You know, I'm hearing Shasky might be getting a big contract.
Yeah.
So pay me.
You
would never do something like that.
I wouldn't.
But but
these are different guys.
Yeah, but I guess the natural element of their contract is what it is. Trent's 36. So I can exclude. I'm not saying the caller was wrong and that doesn't matter. He was he's going to play this card regardless, Donnie, because the guaranteed money ran out and he knows he probably has two good years left. So he's playing the card. Ayuk's rookie deal is up next year. He don't want to risk the biscuit this year.
Right.
And he's playing a card
he
naturally would play.
Right. He needs it now. They need it now because they know Purdy's getting it next offseason. Maybe.
Yeah. So you think they're mad? I'm just asking. You think they're mad at Purdy or looking sideways at him?
No, but I do think, yes, if I'm Trent Williams and I'm McCaffrey and I'm Ayuk, all right, and we have this prolific offense, and he's turned this 7th-round pick into a quarterback, and we're already saying, hadn't won a Super Bowl, and the owner is already saying, well, we're prepared. This guy's going to reset the market.
Gotcha.
Well, why wouldn't Trent Williams say, well, I'm going to try to reset the market too? and I've done more than him. Yeah. And Christian McCaffrey, I'll reset the market too. Why? Because I'm the best running back in football. And you know what? Come to think, whenever we talk about Brock Purdy, there is an assumption, and probably rightfully so, oh, he's going to get 50. Well, if he's getting 50, the others are feeding right now.
Or trying to feed.
Exactly.
And two are,
and that's why they're in this situation.
And I'm like, damn. Like, Stanley, I'm being real. I can't get mad at Brock because the boss said that he might reset the market. Well, we're looking at Jordan Love, who's unproven.
You get mad at Jed.
And he's getting, you know, he's the highest paid quarterback. But
yeah, you get mad at Jed for saying it after a year and a half.
I just think, again, if you were the Niners quarterback, Trent would play this card because he's 36 and probably sees his career winding down. And you would do the same thing.
But maybe he's more likely to do it now because he just heard the owner say that this guy who hasn't even been here for 2 years is going to reset the market.
Let's do some role play real quick.
If somebody says, if the 49ers know Purdy's going to reset the market and they're okay with it, hell yeah, I would be like, well, let's all go get ours.
Well, what about Trent? What would you say to Trent if he says, so let me get this straight. You guys took care of McCaffrey and you're not taking care of me? What is the difference?
We prioritize Christian higher.
I'm the one that opens the holes for him.
Yeah.
I'm all pro.
I'm not saying you don't have great questions.
So where's my chicken?
We can't pay everybody. And Christian's in his prime and you're 36.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, okay, what?
Okay. No, you going to play that game?
Yeah, I am going to play that game. Okay.
We'll see what you do on the field.
Okay. And we'll see you walk away from $22 million. Go ahead and walk away from $22 million. We can't.
Man.
Hey, Trent.
Quarterbacks aren't different, Stoney.
We can't run a business like this. We can't.
I guess I'm not triggered. I guess I would tell the caller who made a great astute point. The bottom line is, Stoney, we know quarterbacks get the most money. We know.
Unproven ones? On this team?
But
all I'm saying is when Daryl called in from Alameda and brought that up, it made me go, huh, that is kind of interesting. Evan?
But now you're,
if Brock Purdy's not proven, then who is besides Mahomes?
I'm just saying.
And why would you use that as your, hey, I want to get paid because you said he's about to reset the market.
Because he's their teammate, okay? He's been here a year and a half. Ayuk's been here 4 years. McCaffrey's been in the league 10 years, including three here. And Trent Williams has been in the league 12 years, including four or five here. So, yeah. Yes, I get how Brandon Ayuk might think that Brock Purdy's not as proven as he is.
Well, what if management said, you know what, Stoney, don't worry about Brock. Let's worry about what you got going on.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.